I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Students at the University of Alabama repeated a list of demands for more diversity on the Tuscaloosa campus. A student march started at Malone Hood Plaza and ended at Gorgas Library, where their 11 goals were restated. The group We Are Done UA wants a safe space for students of color, a diversity class for freshmen, and a way to report hate crimes and sexual abuse on campus. Elliot Spillers is president of the Student Government Association at the University of Alabama. He says the creation of a new central diversity officer is a good step, but more needs to be done.
But it's a process. I mean, this has not solved all of our problems. It hasn't solved the problems on any of our SEC campuses because they're still dealing with it right now. Missouri has a VP of diversity. They have a chief diversity officer, and they're still dealing with the things that they're going on right now.
Spillers says a recent meeting with University of Alabama President Dr. Stuart Bell was encouraging. Dr. Bell named Spillers to the Campus Committee of Strategic Planning. Alabama's Attorney General says a new State Ethics Commission opinion makes it very clear that legislators cannot serve as hired lobbyists. Attorney General Luther Strange and the president of the Alabama District Attorneys Association sent a letter to state legislators yesterday discussing that opinion. They say it's emphatic. Legislators cannot be paid to promote legislation. While lawmakers can accept salaries from organizations, the commission says it must be clear that the pay is unrelated to the legislator's public position. Last month, commissioners tightened advice regarding state legislator Patricia Todd's employment with an LGBT advocacy organization. Prosecutors had complained that that position undermined the state ethics law. Defense lawyers for House Speaker Mike Hubbard pointed to the old opinion in defending the embattled speaker. Hubbard is accused of using his public position to obtain and assist clients. It'll be senior day at Bryant-Denny Stadium as second-ranked Alabama hosts Charleston Southern on Saturday. Crimson Tide 25 Crimson Tide seniors will be honored just before kickoff in the final home game of the season. Coach Nick Saban says this group means a lot to his program.
I certainly hope that our fans show the kind of appreciation that we all should have for what these guys have, what they're sort of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears has contributed to the program, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years.
The senior class, headlined by linebacker Reggie Ragland, running back Kenyon Drake, and others, have helped Alabama to a 45-6 record in the past 4 seasons. Kickoff for tomorrow's game is set for 3 p.m. The game will be televised on the SEC Network. Now let's head to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast.
Turning nice on this Friday, we'll top out in the upper 60s, low 70s possible for the southern part of the state for Saturday. Starting off nice, clouds increase during the day. There could be a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, then much colder Saturday night and on Sunday as we deal with some of the coldest air so far this season. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.